East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola says no single member of the G20 has a unilateral right to shut another member out. Lamola has used an open letter to respond to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's broadside at Pretoria. In a statement, Rubio repeated President Donald Trump's claims of targeted violence and discrimination towards white Afrikaners. He's accused the government of pursuing politics of grievance instead of growing the economy and fixing what he calls South Africa's broken system. Newswatch's Tamasha Khanyi reports.
Rubio said South Africa would not be invited to take part in the G20 under the U.S. presidency and would only have a seat at the table should our country decide to rejoin what he called prosperous and free nations. In his response, Minister Lamola first wishes the U.S. a successful G20 term. He defends South Africa's recently wrapped up presidency of the forum, saying it was built on a simple and powerful belief that treating nations equally and honestly addressing the systemic macroeconomic issues that impede growth is not an act of charity, but an imperative for a stable, prosperous world. Lamola hails the multilateralism South Africa championed and says the country created a conducive environment for the free flow of ideas during its term. On the country's policies, the minister says they are a means of redress and are not a political invention. Tamasha Khanyi, East Coast Radio News Watch.
The father of a Durban woman who was murdered at a Westville pub says nothing short of life behind bars for her killer will bring peace to the family. Taryn LaRue was shot dead in September. Her husband, Frederick Nicholas LaRue, has been charged with premeditated murder. He was denied bail today by the Pinetown Magistrates Court. Reacting to the decision, Taryn's father, Vincent Babarovic, said they were elated.
I'm very happy, but I'm also very sad for my daughter. I just wish this was completely done with today.
He says their only hope is for the courts to mete out the harshest punishment.
We want the maximum that can be given because he doesn't deserve this. He does not deserve this. The things that he's been saying, that he's a good man and that he bought and buys people with money. He didn't have love. It was control, narcissism to the worst, a bully, an ugly man.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has expressed his condolences following the passing of former SARS Commissioner Opa Magashula. Magashula led the Revenue Service from 2009 to 2013. The president says he was an astute and compassionate leader who dedicated his life to economic development. And the activist whose rescue of her own sister inspired a hit Netflix film has gone on trial in Greece alongside 23 others to face charges including migrant trafficking. Sara Mardini made the perilous Aegean crossing from Turkey to Greece in 2015. And 3 years later, she was part of a group of volunteer activists with the NGO IRSI, trying to help migrants reach the island of Lesbos from Turkey. She was arrested at the time and spent 3 months in prison in Greece. She now faces charges for those actions. The 2022 Netflix film, The Swimmers, is inspired by the story of Mardini and her sister, Yusra, who was one of the 10 athletes who competed in the Rio Olympics for a refugee team. Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 35, Richards Bay 33. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.